Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.
And we are back again. Welcome to Real Talk with H3 on the Black Independent Network on the Bashani Radio app. I am Alvin Hollinger III, AH3 to most, El Papi Chocolate to some. You can always connect with me and see more of my thoughts and musings at www.facebook.com/purposed1, Alvin III again, facebook.com/purposed1, Alvin III. Ladies and gentlemen, the mailbag is open. You can send me questions and topic requests at realtalkwithah3@gmail.com. I may choose a few to cover over time. Please check the archives for more of my great podcast episodes again on the Bashani Radio app. And here's what I have for you today. Today we are going to have yet another installment into the exploration of sexual politics. And I named this one Sexual Politics. The R's. I've been doing a whole bunch of series around P words that happen to intertwine into a actual phenomena that happens with people. Or actual scenarios that happen with people in human interaction, male-female interaction, things like that. This one came to me in the form of R's. And, of course, on social media, you know, there's always some big subject going around. One of the subjects going around, of course, is about a very well-known celebrity couple. And, in this couple, there's a lot of tension because everybody sees themselves in one aspect, or they see somebody they know, or they see a certain cultural phenomena in it that they are either very for or very against. Anyway, this couple inspired me to talk about the R's. The key R that I want to talk about is redemption, being redeemed, being restored to an optimal place or a better place in life, condition wise. And of course, this is kind of more focused from a man's perspective. So redemption. There is a very, very strong desire or a strong push at some point in a woman's life for a redemption relationship. What is a redemption relationship? A redemption relationship is after the woman has lived her life in various forms, after she's explored the depths of her freedoms, right? After she's taken as many options and she's rode the waves of emotions between passion, lust, anger, frustration, and she's felt alive during all those things in her life. And as she took full advantage of her beauty and charm. And it's taken her many different places in life. There seems to be a certain, in some women, maturity. And in others, a certain fatigue. Especially when those options start to seem to slow down for her. Or the options that she's getting, they're diminishing in quality, and things that are pleasing to her or they're too compartmentalized, meaning, you know, the options of pulling men she have, one is probably good for talking to, the other one is good for fixing things, the other one, of course, is good for thoroughly sexually satisfying her, and those things start to diminish or be inconsistent. She starts to look into her life and figure out what's going on, what's wrong, what's not the same. And if that's in conjunction with other things in her life that are stripping away stability or a sense of self-worth, she starts to go on a quest to look for a redemption relationship. And the redemption relationship oftentimes is more of the ideal of finally finding, if not the one, someone who's got more of the attributes that she feels she needs in order to be fulfilled in her life or to complement her life. Because she may have a sense of stability, but she still may be missing just that few couple of things that really only a man can help provide for her. Completely normal, completely understandable. Everybody seeks to optimize their life. Even, you know, people who end up self-sabotaging on some level, they seek better. It's a human thing to seek better. She goes out on a quest, and of course, she looks for more externally other newer, better options. Those may not pan out. So what happens? She starts backtracking into her past connections and all the options that she had ability to have for whatever reason, just didn't take advantage of it. You know, for whatever reason, guy wasn't interesting enough. Guy wasn't fun enough. Guy wasn't accomplished enough. He just did not incite a visceral lust factor into her. Something like that. But now it's kind of a little bit more easier because this woman does not have to go back to her point of where she grew up. She just simply has to make sure, at least digitally, on social media, she has access connection back to him, found him by their name or something like that. And these people tend to be either exes that, for whatever reason, they moved on from, or they split apart. Or guys that they knew that were also that were really into him, but for whatever reason, something just did not work out. So she starts backtracking. She starts warming up the conversation again, and best case scenario, she gets a hit. She rekindles a flame or rekindles an interest from somebody in that past, and they get together, and it seems like everything hits off. Things seem almost perfect, right? And they go deeper, and they get into at least a committed relationship. And who knows? You know, a kid comes along. Because of their connection, you know, she gets pregnant by him, has a kid, and she may already have other kids or something like that, and he takes them in. All right, redemption story. Everybody deserves an absolute shot at redemption and resting after all the life lessons and all the bullshit that they've gone through. No one should ever really truly been denied of the opportunity. No woman should be denied of that opportunity, no matter how rough her life has been, and how many bad choices she makes. But it still depends upon the man accepting her after that. And a man may very well truly, calmly in his heart, truly accept her and be glad that she finally saw him. But here comes the other R. That other R, in the context of a redemption relationship, is residuals. Residuals. What are residuals? Residuals are things that are left over from prior experiences, from living life. Residuals are those things that stay deep in the mind and heart in transition time. And when a woman has sought a redemption life, those residuals can pop up. Again, the same thing that connected her back to her past, to men that she is quote unquote ready for now, the same social media, the same communication means, or the same social circles has her able to reconnect back to all those different men who provided her all those different experiences that were maybe not the longest term or not the best, but they were very profound in making her feel, in making her experience, in making her feel something more that other people didn't make. Profound experiences. Of course, you know, the big one is the sexual one. The most sexually satisfying mates. The mates that could trigger her and give her, you know, not just sexual pleasure, but just emotional pleasure. Although it was bittersweet because they could also give her profound pain. And what happens far too often in a redemption relationship is the normalcy of it actually becomes challenging, tiresome, boring, too routine, or not just as emotionally pleasing or sensually penetrating as the other residuals, those bits and pieces. And before you know it, that boredom leads to a curiosity back again about her life before her redemption. And it's easy because she still has a means to connect with some of these men who provided this experience for her, because she didn't necessarily get rid of the phone number, or because she just didn't call it, or she sees this person all over social media all the time, and you know, they've considered each other matured and friends now, and they don't really talk that much. Maybe on birthdays, they'll message each other. Okay. But somehow that longing gets built back up again. And there's a certain restlessness about not only having the redemption life, but having those residuals. If only they could bring back and keep those residuals in their life along with the redemption life that they have right now. And there's inherently a conflict between the residuals she wants and the redemption that she wants. Which brings us to the next R. The next R is restlessness. So restlessness again becomes that tension, becomes that thing that keeps her up at night, thing that keeps her in a mild daze during the day. When her and her man, current redemption man, have sex or connect, is just not as profound as the man who provided her residuals is. Something is annoyingly not quite perfect, not quite there, and it nags. And the more time you give it, the bigger it nags, the louder it gets. And finally, it leads, or it can lead to resentment. The next R. So the resentment builds. And what happens is those, the residuals start looking more and more profound. And the redemption life starts to seem less and less value. And the woman has a choice. Or she has a struggle to try and reconcile the redeemed life from the residuals of the life she's lived. And some can manage well, or some find a way to cope. And it may be some type of compulsive behavior. Shopping, eating, drinking, complaining to others about the redeemed life. Throwing herself in socially redeeming organizations. Something to try to feel that nagging little hole that seems to be becoming a broader and broader void over time, in order to compensate without necessarily giving completely into the residuals. And then some give back into the residuals, create room for the alternate life again outside of the redeeming relationship situation to fulfill and indulge in with the residuals of the past parts of her life. So, with that in mind, in the context of sexual politics, of course, which is the expression of basic human sexual nature and sexual reality, not only for pleasure, but to achieve as much power and influence in your environment with that subtext to indulge in an illicit desire amongst mates in order to get them to do the most for you, and in some extreme cases, while you do the least for them. In the context of sexual politics and the redemption relationship, the residuals, the restlessness, and the resentment, it creates some very interesting results in our communities, lives, society, And it's very real. I honestly think really it's something that has to be more taken more seriously from the person who represents, who's represented as the redeeming factor in the dynamic, which is usually some man, to observe when this pattern is being set up or attempted to be set up and when it's being played out. The person who can't, here's another R word, the person who can't be romanticizing the redemption phenomena, redemption, is the person who is the representation of the redemption. Because that person usually has the most to lose. They have the most time. They have the most emotional energy. To lose or sacrifice or cost to participate in the redemption dynamic. So I just wanted to drop that on you all today. It's human. I'm getting to the age where I can't really call things good or evil. I can just call them human. And it's up to humans to be are the most empowered humans of us to be aware of our environment and to make sure that we are placing ourselves in the right places in our environment and amongst the right people are the most cooperative or the most complementary people. Complementary means like you bring attributes and they bring attributes and what y'all bring creates more positivity than negativity. Way more. Ideally, all positivity and hardly any negativity. Ideally. It's up to the most empowered individuals to be the most aware and responsible. There you go. Aware and responsible of the dynamics that are playing out. People will try you. People will, and sometimes they will do it implicitly and directly, or they will do it because of their lack of understanding of their own nature and their own patterns. Either way, you have to be prepared to manage these things, or they will become a lesson that could be more costly than it has to be for you to endure. And that's my takeaway from it. So, think about it. Where do you usually see yourself in these dynamics? Have you gone through a few patterns of looking for a redemption situation? And it's sabotaged because the residuals keep on knocking you out of the game? The lust, the longing for the residuals to add to it? Or have you been the redemption, the representative of the redemption experience, and you've seen the buildup, the waxing, and the waning of the connections that you've had? Something to think about, people, and I hope that as you think about it, it helps you in your further developments of your relationships and your connections with people. Because the whole connect thing, that's only going to stop every once in a while. Very few people can handle not connecting with people and being actually at peace, like true peace, not compensating it, like I was saying earlier, with some other compulsive behavior that's hurting them in a different way, but just not in the way that they used to being hurt. Think about it, good people. Anyway, this has been Real Talk with AH3. And until next time, peace.
Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.